We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's the PM team. I don't know where Pony is. I don't know if he has shirked his duties right now. I do know, however, that he has a bone to pick, an axe to grind with our next guest. You know him. I'm not going to say you love him because you may or may not. Your mileage may vary. One of my favorite phrases. He hosts The Ken Carmen Show with Tony Lima, 92.3 The Fan in Cleveland, our sister station. He is the inimitable Ken Carmen. Hi, Ken.
Hi.
How are you?
Are there any brother stations, brother?
Are there any what?
Are there any brother stations?
I used to call all of the sports stations brother stations, and today, for some reason, I just called you the sister station.
Why are we giving Ken such like a respectful introduction?
Where were you? Why?
Yes.
Because you weren't in there doing your job. You were out to lunch. So I decided to be nice.
Hi, Ken.
Why can't I get a respectful introduction?
Because you're going crazy about the Browns offseason again. And we're bringing you are.
No, I'm not.
Oh, man.
We're bringing
I feel like I'm in Cleveland right now, hearing that accent.
Ken, you didn't know this, but this is actually an intervention. I didn't want to tell you that when we booked
First off, I demand respect. All right, I'm not going to talk to Mueller this way because I like Mueller. You, on the other hand, I've won way more awards than you have. So I demand your respect and your adoration and every single good thing that could possibly be said about a broadcast.
Ken, for some reason, I'm imagining Stone Cold Steve Austin when you say that, saying, I am the World Wrestling Federation champion. I do not deserve to be treated like this.
Hey, Ken, have you won an Ohio Broadcasters Association award?
I don't know if there is such a thing.
Well, I've won a Pennsylvania, so, you know.
What was it for, Pony?
Smoke that.
What was it for?
Excellence in broadcasting with
in
a capital E.
In what specifically, though?
That was mostly news. It was mostly news coverage, but that's okay. I mean,
so you're a sports guy who won for news coverage.
It just shows my versatility, Chris. John Smoltz could start and he could pitch out of the bullpen. I'm the Dennis Eckersley of hosts here.
That's what it comes down to.
Jack of all trades, master of none, is what I hear.
I got something cooking up here that is going to blow that thing out of the water, but I can't bring it up yet.
Why not?
Because it's not the right month to do it. But you are going to be shocked here in about a month.
Is it a big promotion with a huge raise?
Yeah, that's what it is. That's what we're talking about. No.
Let me ask you this question. Why are they printing up T-shirts again in Cleveland that says back-to-back off-season champs? What's that all about?
Oh, my God. Are they really doing that?
Yes.
Homage is doing that.
What do people want them to do? This is where you're going to.
I wanted to buy the shirt, Ken. I love the shirt.
Oh, are they okay? Do you not want them to sign people? Like that's what I'm saying to fans. Okay, did you want them to not sign Austin Hooper? Did you want them to not sign Jack Conklin? Because you'd bitch my ear off, and I'm talking to them, not you. You'd bitch my ear off if they wouldn't have signed those guys. So I don't know what it was. They brought back Andrew Berry, and Andrew Berry, by the way. Let me just tell you guys right now, you're going to have to stop me because I'm going to get off on some sort of a tangent here. Andrew Berry is not like Sashi Brown. He didn't buy into the tank. He did his job. Okay, he did his job as best he could. And I'm not saying Andrew Berry's the perfect general manager or the answer to all our prayers. Far from it. But he's a smart guy, and most of all, he at least has common sense. And he knows that he already worked for the Browns once already, and he knows he doesn't have time the way that people intend to think that guys who are on.
Well, I heard you say the same thing about Dorsey. He's a football guy. He knows football. He's not a bean counter. He's not a sabermetrics guy.
Yeah.
And what happened?
Yeah. And then he hired Freddie Kitchens, and the thing went into the ground. That's what happened.
Why is Stefanski going to be different than Freddie?
Because I don't want to say something mean-spirited. I almost said something really bad.
To who, me or Chris?
I think to
no,
Freddie.
No, about Freddie, and I don't want to say it. Why is my work calling me?
Probably telling you that going on with us is going to get you fired.
Oh, my God, I guess so. But
no, what? So I'm asking this seriously because I obviously flirted with the Browns last year. Pony is calling me a recovering.
I'm trying to answer it seriously.
Well, why is it different?
He's better prepared. I don't know if you could be more ill prepared than Freddie was. I'm sorry. Okay, he's a well-intending guy. I like Freddie a lot personally, but what else am I supposed to say? Okay, he wasn't prepared for the job. He was in over his head. The players didn't respect him. He was already an assistant before, and he was buddy buddy with everybody. And Pony, did you play high school football?
No.
Mueller, did you?
I did not.
Oh, my God. Okay, let me talk to your audience who's actually had some athleticism in their past.
Boy, that's rich.
For all you guys who have played high school football, you guys all had that coach. You guys all had that coach who held up the cards on scout team and was everybody's buddy. For us, it was Coach Fox. And if they would have made him the head coach, the thing would have been a disaster. And that's what ended up happening with Freddie Kitchens. He was everybody's buddy. He was scout team hero, and then all of a sudden he had to discipline people, and the thing went straight to hell.
Ken Carmen, bloviating again about the Browns. We bring him on to...
You called me up to bloviate about the Browns. What the hell do you want from
Correct.
Me?
Correct. How
technically,
did...
in this case, you called us, but that's because you wouldn't pick up when we called you.
How did...
I have my phone set on silent because I was playing bowling in the living room with my son.
How did my take go over in Cleveland that Case Keenum was going to rip the job away from Baker Mayfield by midseason?
I don't know, because we don't pay attention to what you say.
Wow.
That makes Cleveland fans,
God, that
much like
mean.
Pittsburgh
okay.
fans.
All right, let's restart that. I'm sorry.
Do you think Case Keenum has a legitimate chance to overtake Mayfield if Mayfield's underperforming several games in?
No, he doesn't. Oh, if Baker's underperforming?
Yeah, if they're 3-4 or 2-5 through 7 games and Mayfield just keeps throwing the ball all over.
He does. Yeah, if he sucks and they start off 2-5 or 2-6 like they did last year, absolutely. They're not married to him.
How confident are you in Mayfield not sucking, though, this
year?
Yeah,
last year
you
said he was better than Big Ben, Ken.
So did I.
Yeah, I still think he does because he's not carrying his arm around in a sling.
Ben isn't either. He's throwing footballs again with Ryan Switzer.
Yeah, all right. Yeah, he was in the same shape I was 3 months ago. Now all of a sudden he's dedicated himself to a life of fitness. I believe it when I see it.
You didn't see the nice video he sent out telling everybody to social distance and spend more time with their family? He looked good.
I wasn't criticizing him for that. I wasn't criticizing him for that. Now, was I?
He looked good.
He's not dedicating himself to personal grooming at this point.
I didn't say Ben Roethlisberger doesn't shave. I didn't say anything about Ben Roethlisberger being mean to people or being mean to the public. No. I said I don't believe in Ben Roethlisberger all of a sudden finding himself in the peak of mental and physical fitness and taking the Steelers off into the beautiful wonderland whatsoever again. That's something I don't believe in. No. I don't know about Baker's push-ups. I don't know about Baker overall. What?
His push-ups were terrible. But then again, that push-up challenge got real old real quick.
Well, people kept saying, well, those aren't Army push-ups. Well, he's not in the Army. Like, I don't know. I was like, well that doesn't matter.
Mm. Yeah, the Army usually wins its battles.
Say what?
Nothing.
Billy Bob from Varsity Blues. I mean, Ken Carmen, our guest here on 93.7 The Fan. He hosts and The Fan in Cleveland and had a very, very nice high school football career that he's been spending this segment bragging about.
Four touchdowns, Polk High City Championship.
I didn't. I actually did not play very much at all.
Ken, you can't actually look at the Austin Hooper signing as a good move, can you?
How can I not?
Because he was a product of the system in Atlanta. Everybody says that about him.
Yeah, at least he had a system in Atlanta. We don't have a system in Cleveland. And guess what? If he has 800 yards next year with the Browns system that they already have, it would still be much better than what they already had before, so he'd be worth the money.
Now, how about Odell? Didn't he tell
$2 under the cap?
Now, didn't Odell tell Steelers players he wanted out? What's changed?
He didn't tell Steelers players he wanted out.
So Aditi lied?
No, I'm saying the player who talked to her lied. How about that? Boom.
So Aditi's got bad sources.
I'm not saying she's got bad sources. She talked.
Why
to
does this? Why does this? Every time I talk to you, you always have to bag on Aditi. I don't get it.
No one's bagging on Aditi whatsoever.
Well, I mean, one guy in this three-person conversation called her a wet blanket yesterday.
Well, she was.
That was. I thought you were going to say something else. That was Pony.
No, Ken, I would not. Ken, I would not besmirch your good rep.
You're mad because she won't buy any of that filthy BS you keep laying down on the fine people of Pittsburgh about Jameis Winston going there. Like, that's going to solve their problems.
He's a great insurance policy, Ken.
No, he's not.
Yes, he is.
He turns the ball over too much. That's not an insurance policy.
And Baker Mayfield doesn't. He's just a bigger, thicker.
That's the starter. That's not an insurance policy. We're talking about insurance policies. There's no insurance with Baker Mayfield. There's no insurance with Jameis Winston. That's like me buying house insurance and going, hey, I set this shack out in the woods on fire, but you guys can live in there if your house burns down. That's what that is.
Chris, you like that analogy?
I actually do. It's pretty good.
I mean, so Odell is now happy in Cleveland. He's going to House of Blues or whatever the heck it's called. And
he's not going anywhere right now.
Well, he's not
going anywhere right now.
Right. But he likes it there now? He likes it there now?
He didn't mind it already. I think there's people around him who don't like him being here.
So his entourage is not a fan of Cleveland. They don't like the flats. They don't like all that stuff.
I think so. I think members of his family don't like it either, but that's just my opinion.
Ken, do you like that special mustard they have in Cleveland, ballpark mustard? Are you a fan of it?
Why wouldn't I like it? That doesn't make any sense at all. Why wouldn't I like that stuff?
Well, it's just
that is true, Pony. Like, why would you ever ask a Pittsburgher, do you like that those filled potato creations?
Yeah, you guys like
pierogies?
Like
you like fries on sandwiches?
Hey, you guys down with that stuff over there? Hey, you guys like Iron City beer? You guys like that stuff? Oh, okay. I guess so, huh? Judas Priest, Pony.
Give me a right now on March 24th. Give me a win total for the Browns in 2020.
9.
Give me a win total for the Steelers in 2020.
9.
Give me a win total for the Ravens in 2020.
11.
Okay.
I thought he was just going to say 9 and we'd get to the Bengals and he would say 9 there as well.
Yeah. I mean, technically, there's been like 4, 8, and 8 teams in a division.
Ken, what was the big topic in Cleveland today?
Oh, hell. Well, a guy called in and said we should get Joe Flacco instead of Baker Mayfield. We had that.
Boy, somebody's been using their quarantine to experiment with psychotropic drugs.
We did over under at 8.5. William Hill put the Browns over under wins at 8.5, which I thought was amazing.
What, that they had it that high?
That's just that.
I'm going to take the under on that one just because I think they've done some things, Ken, in all seriousness.
Hey, Ken, tell us the story about the time Hugh Jackson wanted to fight you.
What are you doing to me, Pony? You know I can't say that one. Someday I'll tell the story.
Okay.
Someday I'll tell the tale. But I'm not, and I know that my boss is listening right now because he just texted me.
Okay.
What did he text you to say that?
What?
What did he? I'm curious what his text said. Can you just forward his text to me?
I'm reading right now on air. What is it? Oh no, he just said he asked me. I said, "Oh, I'm on 93."
Okay. Hey Ken, good
Hold
luck.
On. Can you guys hear me?
Yeah.
Yeah,
we're
I think
sorry.
Pony's. I think
we're
Pony's
done
tired of you anyway.
We're done
today.
Ken, great stuff.
What do you mean he's done here?
I don't know. He didn't even want to come for the start of the interview. He teased it up that he was going to really give you the what for, and he wasn't even – he was out to lunch. He was AWOL.
He tried to give me the what for. He got shut completely down because he's not as good a broadcaster as me, and I have the awards to show it.
I'm the one guy here with no awards whatsoever, so I'm just going to check out, man. I won a contest 12 years ago.
Of the year, two times over, baby. Cleveland scene, baby.
Cleveland
over. What do we got? What do we got behind me?
Bye, Ken. You're done.
Power player of the year.
Thank you. Follow
power
us.
Player.
See ya. Hang up on
player,
him, please. Bye.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us, and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.